We shall have occasion more than once, not merely to refer to, but to use that memorable passage again. It lies at the basis of our future security in the religious life, and of the thousands who will follow our example, only if we accept this, namely, that only the Church, and within the Catholic Church, only the final authority vested in the Roman Pontiff, the Vicar of Christ, has a right to tell us that religious life is part of revelation. Hear that? It's part of God's revelation, so that our vocation, which is a response to revelation, is a response of faith. That only the Church and within the Church, only its final authority, has a right to tell us what religious life means today, and has a right to tell us how this religious life is to be practiced by us, which means me. That's the yes. Now the no, that all other voices are those of strangers and should be ignored. One final word. To say that the Church has the right to tell us what is revelation, what it means, and how it is to be lived, and in this case, how religious life, which is part of revelation, is to be practiced, is to join two words that sound the same, but they also include the same concept. Because the one who has the rights also has the light. Both from God, to teach us today what Christ taught before he left the earth in visible form, and when he said, "I am with you all days." We are not that concerned about the consummation of the world. I am with you all days. In fact, today, the Church alone has the right. Only she then has that light without which we should thank God we don't walk in darkness.
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.